Good morning. Again, we've been looking at, over the course of the last several months, I guess, the Ten Commandments, looking at them from the perspective and the question, why does God care? Are these simple moral teachings to keep us on a straight path, to make our lives less complicated? Or are they something deeper and richer, where we're actually learning the very nature of our Creator and therefore who we were created to be, our very nature, a nature that has been confused and lost and perverted by the fall. And we all feel those tensions. And yet at the same time, a lot of these commandments ring true. They make sense, even if they're not easy to do. They touch a chord within us, somewhere in our spirit that they don't seem that out of line. And certainly when we get to the commandment we're going to look at today, thou shalt not steal, it just seems kind of common sense. Most cultures do not condone the stealing of other people's stuff. It would be hard to find a culture that embraced and encouraged that sort of activity. It'd be kind of hard to have a community at all. And so it's true that we see in these Ten Commandments that they touch a chord, that there is something eternally true about them, something that reminds us of who and what we were created to be. So this morning we'll continue, but let's put the text in front of us. It's Exodus 20, verses 1 and 2. And again, remember, we always read the verse 2 because it gives us a context. The law is given in a context of grace and forgiveness. It's not, I see you there in Egypt, I know you're in slavery, if you start doing these things, I may get you out of that jam. He's already gotten them out of their slavery. He's already freed them. So the context of the law is grace. So we read that first, and then we'll jump down to verses 13 through 17. Hear now God's word. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of slavery. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his male servant or his female servant, his ox or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God stands forever. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, grateful that you have reminded us of the gospel. Great words of Paul in Corinthians that remind us of the great exchange. And we ask now that in light of your great mercy, in light of your great love, that you would continue to teach us that we might know even greater depths and comfort and peace of the gospel and how we are not orphans, not paupers, but heirs to the eternal kingdom and riches of the Creator. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. We are often presented with the early challenges with our children, aren't we? That you got two kids playing, and inevitably, the most attractive thing is what the other kid is playing with. And so you see, even in toddlers, and this we'll talk more about this when we talk about coveting in 2 weeks, but what's the first thing that a child does? Well, they go grab the toy that they want, whether or not little Johnny or Susie, I don't know why we always blame Susie, but whatever toy they're playing with, you want that toy. We take it. It seems so tragic and yet honestly true that from a very early age, the tendency to take what we want, whether it's ours or not, is in us.